Far-right supporters and football hooligans smashed shop windows and damaged cars in the eastern city of Leipzig in the early hours of Tuesday. The rampage began around the same time that 2,000 supporters of the anti-Islamic Pegida movement demonstrated nearby, carrying signs with slogans like "Freedom for Germany."
Especially what annoyed us in the past weeks and months was the whole situation regarding foreigners, that how things were handled. It's not only me. Many people think it will all end in a very bad way.
Germany's justice minister outlined Tuesday tougher deportation laws for anyone convicted of certain crimes, including sexual assault.
Das ist nicht anderes als ein Opferschutz.
This is all about protecting the victims. We owe that to the victims of these serious crimes. However, it is not only reasonable, but also necessary, in my view, to protect the innocent overall majority of refugees in Germany. They do not deserve to be labeled as foreigner criminals.
Police have recorded over 500 criminal complaints from New Year's Eve, almost half of which involved sexual assault. Analysts say right-wing groups are exploiting the attacks for political gain.
Trying to spread this message, we told you. So we told you that it was unacceptable to have these people. We told you that it was a danger to have these people. We told you that they were coming from different traditions, different culture, and that they couldn't understand our values.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended her policy of accepting over a million refugees.
We know since the terrible events that night in Cologne that for integration we need the openness of the society, but the refugees also need to be willing to follow our rules and values as well.
In a series of revenge attacks on foreigners in Cologne, 6 Pakistanis, 2 Syrians and 3 men from Guinea have been injured. Germany's politicians must formulate a measured response to what happened on New Year's Eve, says Mamone.
It's a balance between being honest and trying to be practical. And it's a balance between morally accepting them, but also having a strict law when any people is committing a crime like this.
Cologne police have set up a 100-strong team to investigate the New Year's Eve attacks and are looking at exchanges on social media in the run-up to the night. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.